My name is Ketia Aurelian, KETSIAAURELIEN. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for patient Shirley L. Whidden, SHIRLEYLWHIDDEN. This patient was seen on October 29th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B, this CKD. We are unable to evaluate the overall kidney function since there is no recent GFR available on the most recent lab. However, the BUN is 40 from 33, creatinine 1.28 from 1.34, and the last GFR was 35, period. There is evidence of selective and non-selective proteinuria with urine microalbumin to creatinine ratio of 71.4 milligrams and urine protein to creatinine ratio of 570 milligrams from 1,104 milligrams. She denies any urinary symptoms at this time. We will continue to monitor the proteinuria. If it persists, we may consider adding either Farxiga or Kerendia for improvement, period. We contacted Highlands Hospital to see if we could obtain the recent GFR. However, we were instructed that informed that because the patient is older than 80 years old, per their policy, they do not calculate GFR levels for patients who are older than 80 years old, period. Next line. Anemia with HNH of 10.7 and 34%. We will order iron studies for further evaluation. The patient denies any problems with her bowel movement. Next line. Hyperlipidemia with normal lipid panels. Continue with the current regimen. She is currently taking rosuvastatin for 40 milligrams daily. Next line, neuropathy on gabapentin, next line osteoarthritis/DJD. She is aware not to take NSAIDs, NSAIDs for pain, period. The patient received a flu shot today and denies any complaints about anything. Next line, hypoalbuminemia with serum albumin of 3.5. She reports having normal appetite. We will continue to monitor. Period. The rest of her labs are stable. We will reevaluate this case. Oh, Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure reading of 122 over 70. Continue with the current regimen. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with lab work and